It's 19 minutes to 7 GMT. In the US, the FBI has been caught out spying on one of America's allies. The story goes back to last year when Shammai Leibovitz was jailed for 20 months after being convicted of leaking sensitive information to the media. At the time, the details of the case did not emerge. But it's now been revealed that what he leaked was transcripts of conversations recorded by FBI wiretaps in the Israeli embassy in Washington. And we know that because the man who was the recipient of the transcripts has gone public. He's the political blogger Richard Silverstein.
When I started blogging, I was searching for other bloggers who had a similar political perspective on the Israeli-Arab conflict. And Shammai had a blog called Pursuing Justice, and we struck up a friendship. Then when he started to work for the FBI as a translator after a certain amount of time, he must have decided that he wanted to take some of the materials that he was working on. He was very concerned about the contents and make them public. And that's when he contacted me and asked me if I was interested in seeing some of the materials. And that's how I first came into possession of them.
And just spell out for us what these transcripts reveal. I mean, clearly this is the US spying on an ally because the FBI was wiretapping the Israeli embassy. But what were the conversations? What were the characters involved?
To me, what's important is what the Israelis were doing in the United States, which was completely undercover and subterranean, and the types of activities and programs they were sponsoring here, which were designed to create a real punitive attitude towards Iran and create a setting that might lead to approval here of either an Israeli attack on Iran or a U.S. attack on Iran or combined attack on Iran. And those kinds of monitoring of U.S. congressmen and their travel schedules, especially when they were going places like Gaza, and sort of a scorecard activity amongst the staff in the diplomatic corps in terms of which Congress members were good for Israel and which were bad for Israel, and ghostwriting op-ed pieces in U.S. newspapers.
But in a sense, a lot of that is what you would expect to be going on inside the Israeli embassy. It's not really earth-shattering stuff. Why do you think the authorities, though, took such a dim attitude and indeed took Mr. Leibovitz to court and jailed him?
He is the first U.S. federal official who has been imprisoned for leaking material of this sort to a journalist. He actually did not reveal, he did not damage U.S. security, and we were both very careful about not doing that because our goal was not to do anything that had a negative effect in the U.S., but rather it was to try to blow the whistle on activity of Israel in the U.S. that we felt was underhanded. I don't think it was any single activity that they were doing, but it was just a whole panoply of activities. And so if it was one activity, you would say, yes, well, all the allies do this on each other. And certainly Israel does this on the U.S. Embassy in Israel. We know that for a fact. But it was a whole program. There's a term of art for it in the intelligence business called perception management, where you want to impact another society and get them to take a position on something that will be in the interest of your country. And that was what was happening. And the reason that Shammai did what he did was that he was afraid there would be a military attack on Iran by either the U.S. or Israel, and that it would be a disaster. And he would look back and feel that he might have been able to do something to prevent it.
But going back to the handling of the transcripts, I mean, these were clearly sensitive security-related matters that the FBI was involved in. Did you have no compulsion at all about handling that material yourself and publishing it?
I had no compunctions at all. I consider myself a journalist, and I think that any self-respecting journalist would have done something similar. The only difference between me and a journalist was that I had a political agenda, if you will, in that I judged Israel as perfectly willing to go to war with Iran. And I felt it was my obligation to do whatever I could to blow the whistle on that.
But to be brutal about it, you get the glory of the scoop and Shammai Leibovitz gets jail time.
Well, I didn't go into this with the intent of helping in any way someone go to prison. And I certainly didn't do this for glory. I want to refocus this. I want to really be careful about this. Whether or not Israel launches its planes on Iran and bombs Iran, and whether or not there are terror attacks in revenge, and whether or not the Straits of Hormuz are closed and oil prices go through the roof and the world economy goes to hell in a handbasket, those are not minor issues. And while I can't say that, you know, what I did in terms of the blog post that I published would have single-handedly stopped that, even if I put a little tiny finger in a dam, I would have felt like I did what I could.
That's the American political blogger Richard Silverstein.